In that instant, she wished she could feel him inside her, feel him take possession of her body the way he had her heart. As his lips tortured her with pleasure, he brought his thigh up between her legs. The tiny hairs on his leg teased her in a way that melted her will. Feverishly, Grace rubbed herself against his wet, sleek thigh, relishing the feel of his strong muscles contracting between her legs as he continued to suckle her throat. Oh, how she loved this man! How she longed to hear him tell her that she meant as much to him as he did to her! He ran his hands over her back, then her front. His gaze scorched her as he lowered her to the bottom of the tub. "What are you—" Her words ended in a gasp as he plunged his tongue into her ear. She felt his arm flex as he reached for the showerhead and brought it back to pummel her body with its pulsating heat. He moved it in slow, sensuous circles over her breasts, her stomach. On fire from the stimulation of the water in his body, she struggled to breathe. Julian shook all over, in desperate need. He wanted to please her in a way he'd never wanted to please anyone. He longed to see her writhing beneath him, hear her screaming out her release. Nudging her thighs farther apart, he moved the shower head to spray between her legs. Grace choked as an indescribable pleasure ripped through her. "Julian!" she gasped, as her body quivered from the feel of his fingers inside her, filling her, teasing her, while the water heightened his moves. Never, never had she experienced anything like it. He rotated his wrist, circling the pulsing water around her until she couldn't stand it. When her climax came a second later, she screamed from it. Julian smiled while he held his body rigidly still to keep from filling her. Even so, he wasn't through with her. He would never be through with her. With his hands, his tongue, and the shower, he brought her to climax 5 more times.
"Please, Julian," she begged after the last one. "Have mercy. I can't take any more."
Deciding he had tortured the two of them enough, Julian reached behind him and turned off the water. Grace couldn't move. Any sensation, no matter how small, rocked her. She watched him stand up between her legs, staring at her with a hint of a smile on his face.
"You've killed me," she breathed. "Now you have to hide the body."
He laughed at that. He stepped out of the tub, then reached over and picked her up. She savored the feel of his bare skin against hers as he carried her to the bed, then dried her off with the towel. Slowly, carefully, he used the terry cloth in a way she was sure no one had ever meant for terry cloth to be used. He slid it sensuously over her arms, her breasts, then down her stomach in slow, torturous swirls.
"Open your legs for me, Grace."
Her will gone, she obeyed. Grace moaned at the feel of the cloth stroking the tender, throbbing flesh between her thighs. Then the cloth was gone, replaced by his fingers.
"Julian, please, I don't think I can do it again."
He didn't listen. Neither did her body. To her amazement, she came again. Julian leaned over her then, and whispered in her ear,
"I could make you do that all night."